This week in the Missouri Senate, we review what happens now that one particular veto remains in place.
And too often, we know that partisan gridlock really derails good public policy, but not this time.
Overriding the governor's veto of House Committee Bill 3 was highly anticipated before last week's annual legislative veto session. An override attempt was made in the Missouri House of Representatives, but it came far short of the two-thirds majority needed to send the measure to the Missouri Senate for the same consideration. House Committee Bill 3 was initially aimed at making changes to what is known as the Circuit Breaker Program, which gives credit to certain senior citizens and 100% disabled individuals for a portion of the real estate taxes or rent they have paid for the year. The measure not only would have protected this plan, but also would have kept in-home care in place for some 8,000 disabled Missourians. Before Missouri senators started work on their portion of the veto session on September 13th, an announcement was made that a work group would be put together to look into these services. It will be co-chaired by Senator Mike Cunningham of Rogersville.
We'll deal back with Circuit Breaker somewhat. Program is designed to pay people back their taxes if they pay taxes, their property tax, and I'm not for doing away with the program, but it does need some revisions in it.
On the second to last day of the regular legislative session, May 11th, Senator Shalone Kiki Curls of Kansas City said work on this measure had fallen apart.
It makes no sense, really, that the House budget leaders would try to pass last-minute legislation that is unrealistic and seeks to jeopardize the health and welfare of nearly 120,000 seniors and those with disabilities.
She adds the idea was then created to sweep unused funds from all state departments.
Senate members met for hours on end, coming up with a solution. And we've had a lot of discussion about the funding sweep for those funds that would be eligible for sweep for the $35 million, total over $3 billion here in the state. That's less than 1%.
Senator Cunningham says they have to watch spending no matter what.
Our economy in the state of Missouri has been so stagnant for so long, and the revenue for the first couple months of the year is up, the bigger months, December, November, so they kind of follow the economy, and so we'll see more where we're really at on revenue.
The work group has been given a 3-week time frame. After that, there is a possibility another extra session could be called to address funding in-home care in Missouri. The likelihood is the extra session would be called by the legislature and not by the executive branch. It takes 75% of both chambers for this to happen. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.